January 20, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Are you fresh for everything? Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, John 3:3. Sometimes we are fresh for a prayer meeting, but not fresh for cleaning boots. Being born again of the Spirit is an unmistakable work of God, as mysterious as the wind, as surprising as God himself. We do not know where it begins. It is hidden away in the depths of our personal life. Being born again from above is a perennial, perpetual, and eternal beginning, a freshness all the time in thinking and in talking and in living, the continual surprise of the life of God. Staleness is an indication of something out of joint with God. I must do this thing or it will never be done. That is the first sign of staleness. Are we freshly born this minute or are we stale, raking in our minds for something to do? Freshness does not come from obedience, but from the Holy Spirit. Obedience keeps us in the light as God is in the light. Guard jealously your relationship to God. Jesus prayed that they may be one even as we are one. Nothing between. Keep all the life perennially open to Jesus Christ. Don't pretend with him. Are you drawing your life from any other source than God himself? If you are depending upon anything but him, or anyone but him, you will never know when he is gone. Being born of the Spirit means much more than we generally take it to mean. It gives us a new vision and keeps us absolutely fresh for everything by the perennial supply of the life of God. That's the end of Oswald's text. It is interesting that throughout Christendom, or the Christian faith, those who name the name of Jesus as Savior and Lord, that there can be so much staleness, that we can become so caught up in our work for God, in our work in the ministry, at our church, or in our mission circles, that we actually become a part of the machinery rather than a part of the mission. The mission of God is to affect every person on the planet with the love of God. God is love, and God wants to connect with every human being in a loving and intimate way. When we get caught up in the machinery or the activities of the ministry, rather than the intimacy and the affection of God, our ministry gives itself away as hypocritical and ingenuine. The beauty of the life of Jesus Christ was his authenticity. And even in 1 John, the love chapter of the Bible, the first chapter speaks the issue of authenticity. Our authenticity is not that we lie about the fact that we may commit sin, but rather that we confess the sin and we bring glory to God because the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed the sin. Don't deny where you are. Live an authentic, genuine life. Praise God and be grateful to him for the constant forgiveness that is always yours. Don't dwell on the sin. And don't dwell in penitence, but receive the free forgiveness, mercy, and grace of God, and immediately go back into his presence, that they may be one as we are one. Jesus prayed for his sheep. The oneness that Jesus had with God was not about sin. The oneness that Jesus had with God, affection. So if you would want to live a sinless life as Jesus lived it, you must live the spiritual life as Jesus lived it, to be one with God in affection. Receive his affection, his full affection for you, and return your full affection to him. Be a reflection back to God of his own love for you. The more you do this, the more righteous your life will be, the holier your existence will be. Because holiness is about right relationship. And loving God as he loves you brings right relationship to everything.